listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, AIG, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. The current turmoil on Wall Street, spurred on by America's mortgage crisis, is the most dramatic since the Great Depression. Finance professor Sridhar Bharath of University of Michigan's Roth School of Business explains how we got here.
Let's take the case of Lehman, the balance sheet and how it looks like and what led to this point. If you look at the liabilities of Lehman, they had $3 in capital and they borrowed $97 from outside using deposits or loans, etc. And so that made up $100 of their liabilities. And to simplify, let's assume that they took the entire $100 and invested it in mortgage-backed securities. Suppose if the portfolio lost 3%, 3% of $100 on the asset side, that means you've lost 100% of your equity. So this is the kind of risks that they were operating on. And as long as things went well, it was fine. But even a small change on their asset side portfolio could entirely wipe out your net worth. Now, everybody was doing this partly because this was considered to be a surefire way to, you know, make money, because they had these complex securities written and the asset that backed them was basically the houses. As long as house prices kept going up, you knew even if the ultimate borrower defaulted, you could get the house, sell it back in the market, make a lot of money. There was absolutely no risk. But at some point when the prices started falling down, you now had to worry about who got the loan, because you cannot rely on the underlying value of the asset to protect yourself. And then things became complicated as defaults increased. That is what led to the so-called subprime crisis and the complex series of derivatives in which each party transacts with others. If one gets into trouble, the shock waves are going to propagate through the system. And it took a long time in coming, in about 18 months or so, but now things are really coming to a head.
Bharath says the way in which Wall Street has responded to the crisis has made things worse.
Everybody is responding to a shock. Maybe it is a Lehman crisis or maybe it is something else, but everybody is now exactly in lockstep taking the same actions at the same time. And so they are responding to a shock, but by their very actions, they are amplifying the shocks. So because of this, this is the worry that all regulators, all market participants, everybody has: the ability of the participants to have a feedback spiral in which their actions exacerbate the outcome and the outcome exacerbates their action, and it keeps going. People are worried that, you know, it could end up in a situation in which, the system might be in a big meltdown.
While the credit crisis will probably claim more victims, Bharath says government regulation is key to helping financial institutions remain solvent.
It is often said about Washington that it has a lot of checks and balances on the financial system, but a cynic would say that the checks are yours and mine, and the balances are actually that of the special interest groups. And this is often an issue when regulation comes in, because the industry would not like to be regulated. And any time when you see a crisis, you would always see that Washington responds with regulation. Best example again in the Great Depression, after the failure of 6,000 to 8,000 banks during the Great Depression, we had the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. That is what allows you and me to go to a bank and have 100,000 of our deposits, and it's insured by the federal government. So yes, regulation seems to always lag, every crisis, but at the same time, it is important that we do have some kind of regulations, primarily on the rating agencies, for example, who are allowed to be certifying these kind of different types of paper, and which we found that were not worth what they ought to be, etc. So there has to be some kind of regulation, and you would see the pendulum swing to the other end. But I think it will come back once things get better. People would then, for the regulation would recede to the background. But I suspect over the next 2 to 3 years, we would see an increase in interest in regulating markets.
Sridhar Bharath is an assistant professor of finance at the Roth School of Business.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.